for Zeus, the son of Cronos, benched in the azure up there where he dwells, will heave his shield of storm against them all in rage at their bad faith. So it must be. But this for me is anguish, Menelaus, if you have measured out your mortal time and are to die. Backward in depths of shame I go to the drought of Argos. The Achaeans will turn their minds again to their far lands, and we, I have no doubt, must leave behind the Argive woman Helen for the Trojans, for Priam's glory, while your bones decay in Trojan ploughland, rotting where they lie, your mission unachieved. In my mind's eye I see some arrogant Trojan on the grave of Menelaus, the great and famous man, leaping to say, "Let Agamemnon's anger in every case come out like this. Remember, he brought an army of Achaeans here for nothing, and sailed back in the long ships again to his own land, but had to leave Menelaus behind." Someone will say it. And let the vast earth yawn for me that day. But red-haired Menelaus said, "Be calm. Courage, do not alarm the troops. The point has hit no vital spot here where it lodged. The faceted belt stopped it, and the loin guard, stiff with plate the smiths had hammered out." Then Agamemnon said, "God send you're right, dear Menelaus, but the wound, we'll have a surgeon clean the wound and dress it with medicines to relieve the pain." He turned and spoke out to Talthybius the crier, "Go quickly as you can and call Machaon, son of Asclepius, the great healer. Call him here to examine Menelaus. A master bowman, Trojan or Lycian, has wounded him, a feat for the enemy, worry and pain for us." Talthybius obeyed, making his way amid the army, among the mailed Achaeans, everywhere looking for the soldierly Machaon. He found him standing ready, troops with shields in rank on rank around him, companies of his that came from grazing lands in Tricca. Approaching him, the crier said, "This way, son of Asclepius, you are called by Agamemnon to examine Menelaus, the co-commander. A master bowman, Trojan or Lycian, has wounded him, a feat for the enemy, worry and pain for us." The message stirred him, and back the two men hastened through the army to where the red-haired captain had been hit. Gathered around him in a circle stood the Achaean peers, but through their midst Machaon quickly gained his side and pulled the arrow free of the belt and clasp. As it came out, the barbs broke off.